sermon title today is titled The Truth. And there's a couple scriptures that I didn't, or three or four that I didn't tell the guys, and I'm going to just rattle them off before we get into the sermon today. But it talks about in Ephesians 6 that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. That's a scripture that you're all very, very familiar with. And absolutely, our battle on this earth is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. The scripture in John chapter 8, verse 44 says, tells us that Satan is a liar and he is the father of all lies. It also tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4 that he has blinded the eyes of the unbeliever so they cannot come into the knowledge of the truth. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1, it warns us not to listen to the doctrines of demons. So I ask you today, church, and this is really geared more, I would say, for young people than it is for the mature believer. Who holds the truth? Would anyone agree that Putin of Russia holds truth? He must think that he does, or he wouldn't be doing what he is doing. Does Hamas hold truth when they say from the river to the sea, in other words, they are crying out for the total eradication of the Jewish people? And the answer is no, they are not holders of truth. Is that someone who holds truth? No. Does Hezbollah hold truth? And the answer is no. So the question is, for all of us today, who holds truth? Maybe you think that you're the holder of truth today. The truth for your own life. The truth for you as an individual. It doesn't matter what mom says. Doesn't matter what dad says. Doesn't matter what the pastor says. It doesn't matter what all these people over here say, because this is my truth and I operate my life out of my truth that I believe to be true. So turn with me to Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. Proverbs 14 and verse 12. In Proverbs 14 and verse 12, it says that there is a way that seems right to a man or to a woman, but to its end is the way of death. A way that seems right, meaning what? A way that seems to be truth to them. That is their truth. And because this is my truth, this is what I am going to walk in. But it leads to eternal separation from God, and that's what death is. It's eternal separation from God. Heavily in the 70s, and I know that it took place much sooner than that, but my kids are experiencing it when they were growing up in school, is that it, what was being taught is that truth is relative. Now, if you don't think that that has been taught in our schools, look at our judicial system in the United States today. One judge will say one thing, one judge will say another thing, and another judge may say something totally different because it is relative to what they believe to be true. In other words, a truth might be true to you, but it's not true to me. It depends on the circumstances. Now think about it. Can this possibly be true? A lie to me is a truth to you. A truth to me is a lie to you. Can that possibly be true? And the answer is no, it cannot be true, but that is what has been taught in our society. What's true to you may not be true to me. Do you see what the adversary has done with the gospel of Jesus Christ through this lie of deception? And most certainly it is a doctrine of a demon to tell you not to believe this word because it is not true, because it's not true to you. There's a way that seems right that leads to eternal separation from God. Now turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2. In 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2, verse 1. In verse 1, it says this, "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together in Him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition." Talking about who? The Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, and that is worship, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So when you look at the adversary, everything that he does is opposite of what God does. So when we talk about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we talk about Satan, and we talk about the Antichrist, and we also talk about the ungodly presence of Satan. "Do you not remember when I was still with you," the false prophet was what I was talking about, "I told you these things, and now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed when the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of" what? "The love of truth, that they may be saved. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie." In verse 3, it talks about that there is a great falling away. "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed." Falling away from what? Falling away from the church. Falling away from the word. Falling away from the truth of God's word. Everyone will choose his own truth. Listen to me. When you choose your own truth, it is rebellion against God. So when we look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, so those that are choosing their own truth are choosing to believe a lie. They are bringing condemnation upon themselves, the scripture says. Now turn with me to Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53 and verse 1. Isaiah 53 and verse 1. Now, in Isaiah 53, verse 1, it says, "And who has believed our report?" Who believes you? When you share the truth, who is believing you? We see how it starts out. Who has believed the truth of our report? If we read verses 1 through 6, it says, "Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief." And of course, we're speaking about Jesus. "And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by," hallelujah, "his stripes we are healed." Now listen to verse 6. "All we are like sheep that have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Amen. Verse 1, mankind does not believe the report. They do not believe the truth. They choose to believe their own truth. And church, there is only one truth. Is it Pastor Leo? And the answer is, Pastor Leo does not hold truth. I proclaim truth, I profess truth, and I bear truth, but I am not the holder of truth. We serve a God who is all sovereign, all powerful, everywhere present. God is the one that holds all truth. You have to get that so ingrained in your life that God is the one that holds all truth. It doesn't matter what you feel inside. It doesn't matter what other people are telling you. It doesn't matter what they're telling you on the telephone. They do not hold truth. Only God holds the truth. And if you want the truth of God's word, you've got to go to His word. Amen. His word tells us what truth is. Look with me to Isaiah chapter 45. You only got to go back a few pages. Isaiah 45 and verse 18. In Isaiah 45 and verse 18, it says this, "For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens and who is God." Do you believe that God created the heavens and that He is God? "Who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain." Now listen to the words. "I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right." God is the source of truth. Amen. Now in John 14 and verse 6, we know what it says there. That I am the way, the truth, and the life. So let's go there. John 14 and verse 6. Verse 6 says this, "Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." God is truth proclaimed through His Son, Jesus Christ, who is the living truth. Jesus Christ is the ultimate reference point in your life. Think about that. Jesus Christ is the ultimate reference point in your life. You're led as a saint of God. You're led by the Word of God, and you're led by the Spirit of God. And if you're being led by anything else, it's wrong. It's not true. The world would like to lead us. And let me tell you, Joe Biden doesn't have it. Donald Trump does not. They are not holders of truth. Now, maybe in their life someday they're going to profess truth, and maybe they're going to proclaim truth, but they do not hold truth. There's only one that holds truth. The express image of God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Leo doesn't hold truth. This church doesn't hold hold the truth. The church uptown doesn't hold the truth. We bear the truth, but Jesus is the truth. Amen. Amen. You need to always bear witness in your life and ingrain that life so you are not disillusioned by the things that are going on in this world. And there's more disillusion that's going on in this world than I've ever seen before in my whole entire life. If my life, my choices, my decisions, my truth does not line up with the Word of God, I have exchanged it for a lie. Now turn with me to Romans chapter 1, verse 25. Romans 1 and verse 25. In Romans 1, verse 25, it says, "Who exchanged the truth of God for a lie." And that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. When you say, I hold the truth, I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it, you just exchanged it for a lie. Every one of us. What is the exchange rate? If you went to Japan and you wanted to trade your U.S. dollars in for Japanese dollars, you would say, "What is the exchange rate? What is the exchange rate that I can give you $10, and how much am I going to get back?" Well, what is the exchange rate for exchanging the truth into a lie? Eternal separation from God. That's the exchange rate. So, Pastor Leo, this is what you say. Now we're going to get down to the nuts and bolts very quickly because we're going to end. This is what you say, Pastor Leo. But I've got everybody on the web telling me something different. I've got everyone in the society telling me something different. Why is it that you think you know the truth, and can you prove the truth? And I'm going to tell you, as a pastor of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I can prove it to you without a shadow of a doubt. Are you ready?
Amen.
All right. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We've looked at this many times over the last few years. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Chapter 15 and verse 1. In chapter 15 and verse 1, it says this: "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." Now, what is it saying there? We've talked about that before. He's proven, Paul is proving to the people that he was a fulfillment of all prophecy of the Old Testament. He's saying the Messiah was going to come. You ready for the Messiah? You are looking for the Messiah. He has come, and Jesus fulfills that role as a Messiah, because according to the Scriptures, Jesus fulfilled it. Okay? So we go on a little further. Verse 4, "And he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, and whom the greater part of them remained to be present, but some had fallen asleep. After that he was seen by James, and then by the apostles. Then last of all he was seen by me also, one that was born out of due time." This is an undeniable fact. This is an undeniable fact. Paul told them, he says, if you don't believe me, there's people that are still alive. 500 people at one time saw Jesus. In Acts chapter 1, in verse 3, it talks about that Jesus was with the disciples 40 days after his resurrection, teaching them and equipping them for ministry. Now, is that not enough or not? Is that not enough? Jesus was proof? Let me tell you, you just go dig up Muhammad and see what he has to say. You go dig up Buddha and see what he has to say. Go up and dig up all these people, their false religions, and see what they have to say. And I'm telling you, our Jesus Christ, our Savior of the world, is alive. He's resurrected from the grave. He sits at the right hand of the Father, because the Word is true. But we're not done. One more scripture. Amen. And this is the one that'll bring us all together. The facts are laid out before us. But there's one more. And I want you to turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, when you get there, I want you to go to verse 14. Romans 8 is so rich, but we'll just go to verse 14. It says in verse 14, For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons and daughters of God. Amen. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, why we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit, listen to it, the Spirit Himself. The Spirit Himself bears witness that with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. The truth, and nothing but the truth, Christ died, He arose, and He lives forevermore. We have the truth and the confidence of the Holy Spirit that bears witness with your spirit. You can ask me, Pastor Leo, how do you know that you're going to heaven? Because His Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I'm a child of God. The Scripture says you can't know if you're going to be saved, if you are saved or not. You know, in the Islamic faith, they never know if they're going to be saved. They just keep working and working and working. Even Muhammad himself, he did not know if he was saved and he was going to go to heaven. But that's the difference between the lie and the truth. Because you can know it, because His Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you're a child of the living God. Are you living in truth today, or have you exchanged it for a lie? The world, so sad what we have done. Brother and sister, it is so sad what we have done to our children. Look what we have done to our children. It's just unbelievable that we have so many kids and say, well, I feel that I'm this way, so I must be this way because everybody's telling me that. Well, who is your source? Remember to always go to the source, because the source, the one, the true truth of the world is the Word of God. And what does the Word of God say about you? That just the way you are, you're a masterpiece in God's eyes. He created you. You are wonderfully and fearfully created in the image of God. And because you are in the image of God, He broke the mold when He made you. There's no one ever going to be like you, because you're the only special masterpiece that He made of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't walk away. You know, when I was a kid, I didn't have to deal with any of that stuff. It's so sad what we have done in our school systems and what we have done on the media and what we are doing and everything that's on the web that's telling these kids lies about themselves. You are wonderful just the way you are. You may not feel like I do. I like to go out and hunt, and I like to go out and fish. I like to go out and bale hay. Maybe you don't like to do those things. Does that mean you're less of a person than I am? No, because you are wonderfully and fearfully created in the image of God just like I was. God has got His own special purpose, and He's got His own special plan for you. You have been born because God chose you to be born. You are born on this earth at this time, for such a time as this, is just as it says in the book of Esther. You have a God plan and a God purpose about your life. It's not Satan's plan. It's not Satan's purpose. It's not the world's purpose, because they will lead you to utter destruction. But God's got a plan for you, that someday you are going to walk on the streets of glory. Hallelujah. Oh, I could go on forever, but I won't. God is so good, and He loves you so much. And I don't know how it ever got started before William and Julie come here, but I love you. But I'll tell you what, William would tell you, God loves you more. Jesus loves you more than I could ever love you. Do not be deceived by the lies of this world, because we can prove through the proof of the Scriptures that Jesus Christ is sitting at the right-hand side of the Father, and spiritually you are seated with Him. Hallelujah! Father, we come before You today in praise and rejoicing in Your hearts and Your lives today. We thank You, Father, for Your goodness, Your grace, and Your mercy. And Father, we bind the adversary from our young people and for the little ones that are growing up. Father, we want them to know the truth, because the truth of Jesus is what sets them free. And we praise You forevermore. And I pray that, Lord, that You would sweep over this place as only Your Holy Spirit can, because You're the only one that can do it. We can't do it. We are not the holders of truth. You are. But speak to every heart and every life. And while every eye is closed and every head is bowed, have you in your own life been believing a lie about you? And do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Can you say, I have been believing a lie about myself, and the Holy Spirit is speaking in my heart right now that it's a lie. It's not been true. And I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior today. Would there be one by the signifying of the upraised hand? I'd like for you, Pastor Lee, I'd like for you to pray for me today. I want to commit my life to Jesus. Would there be one today? Would there be one today? Be led by that truth. The Spirit is speaking truth into your heart and into your life right now. Father, we just rejoice in this time together. And I'll ask the Lord's blessing over our meal today and our time of fellowship. The Father, You bless the hands that prepared it, and bless it to each and every one of our hearts and our lives. Lord, that You would bless our time of fellowship, and that You would bless us with Your joy and with Your presence. We ask it all in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you all.